Hello, City fans. We are down here at Brentford. We're just outside the stadium here, actually. We've just managed to find a little bit of shade. It's been a nice day here. And City are going into their final game up against the Bees. The Bees who did them at the Etihad and put in a really, really good performance. City, you know, were counted on a fair few times by that Brentford side. And they were very, very good on that day. Ivan Toney was a particular highlight. But they were very structured, very well organised, and this place is not a good place to go to. Only beaten once at home this season, and it's going to be an uphill task for the Citizens, especially with a fully rotated side. We see Calvin Phillips starting his first, one of his first Premier League games this season. It's great to see him looking a little bit more comfortable in that City setup. Hopefully that'll give him a little bit of confidence towards the back end of the season. Sergio Gomez plays as well. It looks like Jack Grealish and Kevin De Bruyne are staying at home for this one, not involved in the matchday squad. And City have got a lot of important games coming up. A really exciting game in the sun. Let's hope City can get the win. But this isn't going to be an easy task whatsoever. Brentford versus Manchester City. Kickoff is at 3 p.m. My prediction is going to be a Brentford 1, Man City 2.
Congratulations, Brentford, for the victory. It was a tight game. Second half, they push more and difficult to face them because it's a master in the, you know, how quick they play, how aggressive, how fast, and the set pieces in all departments. So, but I don't have absolutely any complaint about how good we behave and all the players that were there. So, and I said to the players after the game, so do they finish another Premier League that you won deservedly and enjoy that 2 days with the families, don't see each other, and Wednesday we'll prepare the first final.
Okay. How much did the final against United next week influence your team selection today?
Well, we have 4 or 5 players and with niggles, no big injuries, but they are injured, they are not fit for a few days already, weeks. The guys who didn't play here and normally play, they were really, really exhausted yesterday, the day before. We spoke again with them and said mentally there was a complete drain. So, and the guys who play today deserve it. And for me, it's important to see them because how they feel for the minutes from Nathan after injury. I may come back again for playing 90 minutes. Unfortunately, Kyle could not give him time to rest because we don't have many substitutions. But they needed to rest and now to arrive with the right energy that is going to happen against United and after the next game, final Champions League.
Do you think all those players will be back in time for
Wembley? I don't know right now. Wednesday they will train tomorrow, the recovery. So yeah, hopefully, but right now, I don't know.
Who are those players with niggles?
The guys who are in Manchester. So Ruben didn't train for 10 days, and Jack Grealish neither. After the game, the Brighton Kevin felt the same feelings that they had before, weeks ago. They could not play a few games, so So this is what it is. So, but it's not a big issue. I think they will be ready, but it's not to be ready after, you know, have to be ready in the training sessions. And I'm going to see these 3 days. That's why today was so important for me to see these players, how they are. Phil is in crowd of form, Rhea played good or well. Cole was so active in many things. And because to play the finals, they have to play the guys who is more, you know, feel better. Not because play a lot of minutes, you feel better, you cannot play this type of game. So that's why it was good today to play with these guys and rest the other ones, and hopefully the other players can recover.
Hi, Beth. Very good game among Aberdeen's player of the season in the Premier League. What do you think made him the player of the season?
He scored 50, I don't know how many goals.
Just answer the one, of course.
No, that is the reason why he was player of the season. He doesn't score 50 goals, he's not playing on the season.
Joe?
A part of many other things, of course, but the main thing is scoring this amount of goals.
Joe?
Hi, Pep. What do you think has Rico Lewis's performance in the field, and is that somewhere?
Sorry?
Rico Lewis is in the field somewhere he can play more often?
Well, normally when we play with that, it's been fullback playing in the midfield. So it's a position that he knows, even play there. So I have experience, you know. We won last season twice to Brentford, won 1-0, 0-1, I think so. So when today we lost 2-1 and 1-0, they are so difficult to break them. So they are incredible top side in both sides, and high pressing and defending deep, and the solidarity they have, the transitions, the fast. So Raya's like a holding midfielder, put the ball whenever he wants, and the second balls, they work really well in this time of department. So, but we defend, yeah, really, really well. We had the chances in the first half, one or two clear, and the last three chances in a row from Cole. But we control the game, and yeah, in general, I'm honestly pleased, because there's no, you know, when you win the Premier League in three or four games in a row, so you want to finish the Premier League as soon as possible, because all the others have a target, you know, a target to compete. I remember the first year when we won 100 points, the target for the records, break the records, and that maintained us alive. Today, the two finals help us to maintain alive, but when you don't play for, you know, for the point, it's completely different after this exhausted season that we have. And that's why the most important thing in this last 4 or 5 days is think arrive the players with the right energy. It's not one way to train to improve our condition. It's the energy here in the head, and especially in the legs, you know, to have fresh, to make a quality training sessions, not long exactly what you have to do to beat one team and try to beat the other one, because the way you are going to defend attack are completely different in both teams, and this is what you have to do. So train a good quality, arrive with the right energy, go for the opponents for the minute one, and the right energy in our bodies.
Just in below that.
Hi Pep, Che Charles, he's been with City since he was an under-9s player. How special was it to be able to give him his debut today?
It's, for these guys, the best way to give him the opportunity to play is surrounded for the team, like normally being protected, is not easy. He charged against this top strikers, fast, strong, you know, against this team. It's not the ideal debut. Debut has to be, you know, with the other one. But in the same time, you know, we don't play for points, and Kyle was there helping him, and of course Jaime and the other ones, and he played really good, and it's fantastic, you know, for the academy. The academy in the last 3 years, under 18, under 23 in the first team, 3 years ago, all three teams won the Premier Leagues or the leagues, you know. That means the club is working amazingly, and, you know, as much players that we have to use it, it's good, because we know him, he trained quite regularly with us, with the ball is so good, so composed. They have to need, you know, the physicality that give you time, because he's so young. And like you said, so when you can make a debut, a player can come from the 9 years old, you know, and grew up and make a debut is the biggest compliment for all the manager that he had, and all the people and trainers and people that take care of him. That is I'm pretty sure it's a big bomb for him.
Pep, you complimented Brentford on their set pieces. Are they as good as anyone in the Premier League at putting the ball in?
No, but it's not just that. So it's the best team by far. But not just in that concept, is exceptional team. So I have a lot of admiration from Thomas Frank, but what he's doing for many years and every year. So it's getting better. You have the feeling, the vibes, that is the unity of this club is there. So, you know, normally the people talk about, the champion, but when you see, for example, you know, what Bournemouth has done since O'Neill took over, or, you know, Brentford, so it's exceptional. So hopefully next season we can do better and beat them like we beat them last season, so. We have a target for the next season, so we'll try to do it better.
Last one up front, please, guys.
After you had the league title wrapped up and you've got two finals coming up in the next couple of weeks, was the priority today really just getting through this last
week? We have to admit it that when we talk about our stuff, Brighton first and Taiwan, always when we talk each other, so, oh, I saw 20 minutes Inter, oh, I saw United again, our man go there, you know, because it's normal once you get the title. So, and for the players as well, so that's why being not easy, we make an incredible two really, really good games. The result was not the ideal, but I'm pretty sure we will behave a little bit different that if we will need the points, you know, to be champion. So always we need, you know, to the players rest and don't feel too much pressure and to recharge the battery for the last two finals.
So it was also important not to make up any more injuries out of those two games?
Yeah, definitely, but that's happened. So the guys who they play today could get injured. So and could happen, but they behave to win the game. So, but there are a few players play a lot of minutes, and they need to rest, and the other ones are injured. So that's why I made this selection, and as I said, so I didn't see the players didn't behave like, you know, what they have to do. So that's why I'm.
Well, here we are, City fans. As you can probably hear in the background, the Brentford fans are pretty happy with this one. City weren't near the best today whatsoever. Calvin Phillips started. Sergio Gomez was there as well. A rotated City side which saw Jack Grealish and Kevin De Bruyne omitted from the side for this one. Focus on the two finals ahead. City weren't at the best, but I thought it was a level-headed contest, really, and altogether, maybe a draw would have been a fair result, but Brentford got it in the end. Ethan Pinnock with the winner. Fair play to them. They've done the double over Manchester City, which, wow, wow, wow. Who'd have thought that at the start of the season? But fair play. They were good at the Etihad. They were good today. They're a real physically demanding team for any side in the Premier League to deal with. And this one just was a step too far. As you heard Pep Guardiola saying his press conference there as well, he understood the task that was ahead today. Thomas Frank's side doing another wonderful campaign in the Premier League, and by goodness, what great things could they go on to in a couple of years. You know, you've seen what's happened with Brighton, you've seen what's happened with other clubs. Let's wait and see. But yeah, a very, very interesting game today, which saw City lose out 1-0. Leaves a 5-star rating, everybody, and yeah, we'll speak to you soon.